Petersfield's Shine Radio.
I'm Julie Butler for Petersfield Shine Radio, and I'm in East Meon, which is a pretty little village just outside of Petersfield. I'm sure you all know it. And I'm with David Pepper, the chairman of East Meon Village Hall. Now, David, the village hall's 50 years old now, isn't it?
It certainly is, and it seems amazing that 50 years have passed since the place was built. Harold Wilson was the Prime Minister back then, and ABBA had their Waterloo success at Eurovision. So it's a very long time ago, and of course, life's moved on.
Yeah, it has. And you've just been showing me some plans of what you'd like to do with the hall.
Yes, we basically need to get it repaired and modernise and have things like modern things like insulation and things like that. And if we do that, then we are very confident the hall will have another 50 glorious years ahead of it. But it's just one of those things that when you're home and we've got there, you just have to do an update every now and again. And that's what it is. And so we're working very hard to get the planning and all the technical issues right, and also raise the money to do it.
Yeah. Have you got an idea of how much you need to raise for it?
Well, that is always the question. But until you really have got your planning sorted, it's difficult to actually nail that. But we know it's not going to be a little bit. It's going to be quite substantial. We're very lucky that South Downs National Park has already put up some money for it, which is a wonderful start. But we definitely are going to have to do more. And we're working very hard on that. And hopefully we'll get a result as soon as we can, but it'll take a while during this year.
Yeah, so it's going to be a lot of fundraising. And, you know, this is a small village, and this is probably one of the hubs of the community, isn't it?
It certainly is, and we've been very excited that, I mean, when I started this, I remember being told it's all about community, and I thought, yeah, well, that's pretty obvious, but it really, really is. Mm. And so what we do is do whatever we can to help the community. We have a nursery, we have a cinema, we have a community cafe, we have all sorts of things. And that's really set out in the object of the charity, which is when the trust was set up years ago, which is to help the community, and those are the words, and so that's what we honour.
Yeah, and you've got a lovely little garden out here, then you've got the field across the way, and actually the field over the way there from your... I know I came to a village fete quite a few years ago, so that's used as well, isn't it?
It certainly is, and that's something which the village hall organises, and May the 18th this year will be a very special one because it'll be the 50th birthday. And so we're really looking forward to welcoming people to that, because it will be an opportunity to raise some money and just have a jolly nice time.
Mm, yeah, I might have come along to that, actually. The setting is great. I mean, I was just standing outside when I got out my car and I just looked up at the hills, and it's just so picturesque here. So you were saying you want to put some sort of wood and make it more sort of local and natural.
That's it. I mean, the architecture in 1974 wasn't the prettiest, but the building will function very, very well if we can just make some improvements. But nobody can stand a leaking roof. So when we get that fixed and we get some insulation on, I think we'll find that it has a really attractive look. The timber on the outside, which we hope to put up, will be sourced within 5 miles of the hall, we hope. And so really we're trying to take as sustainable approach as we possibly can, reducing our energy consumption and doing all sorts of little things which will improve the environment and make people delighted to be here.
Mm. And hopefully it will go on for another 50 years.
At least.
At least, indeed.
At least, indeed. Yeah, that would be nice. Yeah. And there's a huge thrill about seeing people come here and enjoying using it, and we just want that to continue.
Okay, so if you have any message to go out to anybody with your fundraising and everything else, what would it be?
Well, when we're fundraising, obviously we need to raise the funds to help the whole community. We have a very broad cross-section here in East Meon, and people from every walk of life. And we aim to help everybody, in the best way we possibly can. So anything that people can do to help is a great thing. And one thing you could do is come along on May the 18th when we have on a Saturday, and it'll be our May Fair, and it should be a lot of fun with live music and all that.
Okay, and we'll make sure we get that on our events page for you as well.
Well, thank you very much. And I think it has been known at Mayfair that an occasional pint of beer has been drunk. So it could be a very nice afternoon. Thank you very much.
Let's hope the weather's good as well. Thank you very much for your time, David. Thank you.
This is Shine Radio, made in Petersfield by
Andy,
Kirsty,
Amy,
Dougie,
and you.
To join us, email team@shineradio.uk or call or WhatsApp us on 01730 555 500.
Join our team and make it shine at the radio station made by you.
You make it shine, Shine Radio.